Hey church, we want to welcome you to another inspirational message from Manukau New Life. We hope you enjoy and have a great day. Be blessed.
This morning's message is called Bread for the Journey. Bread for the Journey. Subtitle, Are We There Yet? Are We There Yet? You can follow along on the YouVersion Bible app or turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 19 this morning. 1 Kings chapter 19. As we're turning there, let me just say that I have missed a few things. I have missed seeing you face to face. On screen is all good, but it's so good to be, I'm looking forward to the time when we can actually see each other face to face. That'll be great. I've missed corporate worship. It's great to worship in our homes, but you know what? It's so good when we get to be able to worship God together. That is a day I am looking forward to. What have you missed? Maybe you've missed the barber. Maybe you had to have a home haircut job or something. Like, yeah, I can see a few people like, okay. Maybe though you've appreciated some things. Maybe you've appreciated your family, hanging out with your kids. I've appreciated that. Maybe you've appreciated just time alone, time to work on your own personal relationship with God. This has been a journey. This has been a journey that God has us on. As I was praying this week, he led me to this passage here in 1 Kings chapter 19. It's a passage where Elijah had been threatened by the evil Queen Jezebel. She was going to kill him. She was going to take him out. And so he ran for his life, ran into the wilderness. And he's pretty much given up. He says, God, I've had enough. I can't do this anymore. And so he lies down under a tree and he says, I quit. I can't do this journey. It's too hard. In verse 5, let me read it to you. This is where I feel God wants to speak to us today. He said this, then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, get up and eat. He looked around and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, thank you that your word is seed to the sower and bread for the eater. And today, Lord, as we look at your word, I pray that you would strengthen our hearts, strengthen our spirit, strengthen our inner man with the word of the Lord, that we might grow closer to you, we might understand your ways and your wisdom and your truth. We ask these things in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Elijah was on a difficult journey. He was having a crisis. We are on a journey. In fact, this reminds me of another journey where Shrek and Donkey were on a long, long journey.
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
Hey, are we there yet?
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 No.
Not yet.
No.
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 No, we are not.
No.
Have you felt a bit like Donkey? Are we there yet? Maybe you've been a bit like Shrek. A little bit, you know. Trying to keep the calm there. It feels a bit like that, doesn't it, this lockdown thing? Are we there yet? Well, as we're on this journey, I've been asking the Lord, and this week I was praying, God, what are you saying? What are you saying to us? What do you want to say to your people to encourage their hearts? Every time I would pray, I would see this loaf of bread. Now, I know what some of you are thinking right now. You're thinking, Pastor Stephen looks a bit skinny there. Maybe Pastor Susie's not been feeding him properly. And that's why every time he closes his eyes, he sees a loaf of bread. But let me tell you, that's not what was happening. Pastor Susie has been feeding me very well. And I've been eating eating pretty good, even though we have been missing Macca's and KFC. But you know, hey, we can do this, people. So it's this loaf of bread, and I'm like, God, what's the loaf of bread? Why every time I pray do I see a loaf of bread? And he said this to me, feed my people. And he said, teach them to feed on the living bread. I need my people to be eating right now. Hey, this is a good sermon, right? God wants us to eat. He said, I want them to eat on the bread of life. I have a strong sense that God is wanting to emphasize that to us, that he needs his people to eat well in preparation for the journey ahead. We need bread for the journey ahead. Elijah was in the middle of a crisis. He was in the middle of some difficult times. And a spirit of fear had come upon him through Jezebel's intimidating words. And so he ran. He ran for his life. He was under that spirit of fear, and he was afraid for his life. But God had a plan in the middle of that situation to take him on a fresh journey. God has a plan in the middle of our crisis to get us to somewhere new. But in order that we take that journey, in order that we arrive at the destination that God has for us, you and I need to eat some bread. We need to prepare for the journey that God has planned for us. And so the angel comes, gives him some bread. And there's a verse in here that I think is almost, I felt a prophetic sense upon it in terms of where we are. Where the angel says, get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. There's a sense in my heart that where we are going, we will only arrive if we are eating the bread of heaven. If we are daily found in his bread. There's a supernatural element to where we're moving forward to. There's a sustenance that heaven will provide for us. And it is the bread of heaven that will do that. There are times when you feel so weak. There are times when you feel so weary. You need somebody else to actually bring you some bread. In fact, I was pretty proud of a couple of my boys this week who went and did some rescue missions to provide food for families that couldn't do their own shopping for one reason or another. And I said to them, that does my heart good, boys, to see you going out there, sons, and helping families out that need some physical, some practical bread. Well, Elijah finds himself in that place. He finds himself in a space where he needs somebody to provide for him. He's out of courage. And God sends an angel along to bring him some bread so that he can be sustained for the journey that God has him to take. There's a journey ahead for each one of us. And maybe you are called to be that angel. Maybe you're called to be that person who brings a word of encouragement to someone, that brings a word of hope into their hearts, that comes alongside a brother or a sister and encourages them in their journey. Maybe, you know, God will have you to send someone a scripture or to post something up on Facebook that is a word of encouragement for someone. See, I believe that that's so important because the journey we are on will require more than just natural bread. It will require supernatural strength. And you and I need to be daily found eating the manna of heaven. God wants you and I to know his word, to know the word of God. So I feel that so strongly to encourage us, church, to be those that know the bread of life. Jesus said this. He said, I am the bread of life. Let me read it to you here in John chapter 6, verse 31. The Jews said to him, our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. And Jesus said to them, very truly, I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gave you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, always give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. This is a pretty incredible statement here where Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Do you remember Moses in the book of Exodus? He meets God at the burning bush, and God asks Moses to go to Egypt and to deliver the children of Israel from slavery and captivity. And Moses says this, they won't listen to me. Who shall I say sent me? What is your name? And God replies to Moses with this. He says, I am that I am. My name is I am. In other words, I am the self-sustaining one. I am the beginning and the end. I am able to help you, Moses. I am able to carry you through your journey. I'm able to provide for you. I am able to heal you. I am able to meet every need that you have in your life. Well, the Gospel of John, inspired by the Holy Spirit, Jesus, seven times, the Gospel of John is full of these sevens. And seven times Jesus declares this, I am. And this is the first one here when he says, I am the bread of life. John chapter 6. In John 8 he says, I am the light of the world. John 10, I am the gate. And I am the good shepherd. John 11, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live. In John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. John 15, I am the vine. Seven times Jesus declares, I am. Jesus is saying here that he is the great I am. He's saying that he is the way, that he is the one that brings the life from heaven down to earth. And here today, he's saying to you and I am the bread of life. Earlier in that chapter, in John chapter 6, if you read it, you'll discover that Jesus had just fed the crowd, 5,000 people, with bread and fish. He fed them with the loaves and the fishes out of one little boy's offering of his lunch. Jesus did a miracle and fed 5,000 people. And on this day, the day after, actually, the people come to him again. And he begins to say to them, look, there's more to the kingdom of heaven than just natural food. There's a spiritual food. And they say, yeah, tell us about the spiritual food. And then they say, you know, well, Moses provided this manna from heaven. And he says, no, it's more than that. He says, I am the bread of life. In Jesus' teaching, in Jesus' demonstration of his life, in his wisdom, is all the spiritual bread that you and I need. He is the bread of life. He is the bread of heaven. Do you remember where Jesus was born? He chose to be born in a town called Bethlehem. Bethlehem means house of bread. It is the town of David. Bethlehem. A small town where he chose to be born. We go back to David's life. We realize that David comes from his great-great-grandmother Ruth. And Ruth and Naomi, it's a whole book about Bethlehem, about this little town that was a house of bread but was having a famine. And people were leaving Bethlehem. Naomi goes out with her husband and comes back and calls herself bitter, Mara. Ruth comes back with her in the time of the barley harvest. There's a whole amazing background around the story about this place where Jesus chose to be born, the house of bread. In our homes, I pray that God would release bread to us. He would release living word to us. That as we listen to Jesus, we would understand that we can trust him, that we can in him is all the bread, is all the sustenance, is all the provision, is everything that we need. Jesus is plainly declaring to us, church, that the hunger in our souls, the daily wisdom that we need, the revelation and the truth that we need for the journey ahead is found in him. that he is the bread of life. He says, whoever comes to me will not go hungry. Would you make it a daily habit to come to Jesus? Would you come before him? I know that as you do that, you will find the strength for the journey ahead. But you might be sitting there thinking, okay, how does that work? I don't quite get this bread of life thing. Let me take it a layer down and make it a little bit more practical. The Word of God is our daily bread. God's Word is our daily bread. In fact, Jesus prayed in Matthew chapter 6, he prayed, give us this day our daily bread. He said, you should pray that each day. Give us this day, Father, our daily bread. I came into the kitchen the other day, and there was Jordan, I think it was Jordan, had some Vogels in the toaster. Now that stuff smells good, right? Vogels, bread, toasted, freshly heated up, some butter on it, some tomatoes, bit of salt, bit of pepper. Beautiful, beautiful. I don't know, do you have it with honey? I don't know how you have it, but man, that stuff is good. What about you come to the kitchen and someone's like cooking some cheese scones? Have you ever had that? They're cooking some cheese scones. Oh, that is so good. Some of you, hey, stay focused here. Stay focused. Stay on the Word of God here. You know, that we need, like our natural bodies just are drawn towards that fresh bread. In the same way, our spirit man, our inner man, needs fresh word from the Word of God. We need to be listening to the Word of God, reading the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God. Psalms chapter 1, blessed is the man who meditates on the Word of God. Doesn't sit with the scoffers and the mockers, but is in God's Word meditating on it. It'd be like a tree flourishes by the river of living water. You know, if we would get into the Word of God, we would find that our spirits grow stronger and stronger. In Matthew chapter 4, we read this passage where Jesus has just been baptized and he is about to go by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights to pray and fast. And let me read you here from chapter 2. It says, after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. I got a stone and some bread. The devil said to Jesus, tell the stone to become bread. But Jesus said to him, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus is saying here, the spiritual word that we live on is the Word of God. There is the living Word of God. That's Jesus. There is the Logos Word of God. That's the written Word of God. And then there's the Rhema Word of God. That revelation that comes from heaven as you're listening to the preaching, as you're walking in the garden, where God reveals some truth to your heart. That's the Rhema Word of God. We live, we thrive, we are led, we walk in the Spirit as the Word of God is revealed to us. That is how we live and continue this journey as the people of God. We are not just body. We are body, soul, and spirit. And our spirit man, our inner man, needs the Word of God to be able to be sustained and to walk in strength for all that God has planned for us. I've been so thrilled, let me say this as a pastor, so thrilled to see many of you doing Bible plans on the Bible app, reading your Bible, studying the Word of God in your Connect group. I want to just encourage you to keep doing that, keep doing that. Because what God was showing me this week was a loaf of bread. He said, I need my people to get real hungry for my word right now. I need them to be in my word, to grow in my word, to know my wisdom. Sometimes it can be a bit tricky. I get that. Sometimes you read a passage or you read something and you're like, I don't quite get that. But I want to encourage you to ask God for his help in that. Let me read you this verse here in Matthew 7. Jesus says this, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and the one that knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, gives him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, gives him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Church, God wants to give us revelation. He wants to teach us from his word daily. He wants to give us the bread of life. Would you read the word of God? Would you be in his word? Would you be in feeding your spirit? He doesn't want to give you a rock. I think this is a little shot by Jesus at the devil. He's reminding Satan of that wilderness experience. And maybe he's speaking to us today and he's saying, you know what? You can eat from Satan's table if you want. There's rocks and snakes. Or you can come to where Jesus is with his fish and his bread. I think I know what I'd prefer. I'll have a snapper on a slice of bread any day to snake on a rock. Let's be those that are asking, seeking, getting into the Word of God, being hungry to know more about our Savior, about his wisdom, and about how to do life. Let me just close by quoting again that verse that Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes, though he die, yet shall he live. You know, you may be listening to me today. You may be at a point where you're ready to believe. Eternity is just around the corner for each one of us. Every one of us, 10 out of 10 people I know, end up in a coffin, end up dying. This life is but a breath, it's but a moment, but eternity is forever. Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Are you ready to believe? Are you ready to give up the old, selfish, sinful life and surrender your life to Jesus? It's a choice. I can't make it for you. You have to make it for yourself. But if you listen today and you're ready to do that, would you join me in praying this prayer here from your heart? You make that choice to believe in Jesus. Let's pray this together. Heavenly Father, I'm so sorry for the selfish, sinful life that I've been living. I ask you to forgive me, Jesus. I believe in you, Jesus, that you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross for my sin and rose from the dead. Right now, I invite you to come to my heart and be my Lord and be my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer and you would like help on your journey forward with Jesus, that's what we're here to do. We're here to help you. We're here to help you with your daily bread. We're here to help you as you grow stronger and stronger in the Lord. If you need it, get in contact with us, please do. There's a form on our website, mnl.org.nz. Please let us know if we can help you in any way. God bless you.